From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Mississippi is one of 10 states which has not expanded Medicaid. That's despite a push this spring by state lawmakers. The effort recently came up short on an agreement that would have extended coverage for tens of thousands of people. As the Gulf States Newsroom's Drew Hawkins reports, talks fell apart over disagreements about work requirements, even though many residents who would have qualified already had jobs.
Thank you for calling the Marketplace. My name is Lakeisha. How can I assist you today?
For Lakeisha Preston, every call starts the same. She works at a federal Medicaid call center, and she says many of them sound just like this.
Oh, you're needing help about Medicaid coverage? Oh, I can help you with that. Can I have your first and last name?
Every day, Preston helps people enroll in Medicaid in other states that have adopted Medicaid expansion, but she doesn't qualify. Preston falls into what's known as the coverage gap. She makes too much for Medicaid, but too little to afford private insurance premiums.
So it really sucks to know that a person in a different state in a higher living wage situation can get Medicaid.
Preston is a single mom, and her son, who has ADHD, is on Medicaid, so his medicine is covered. But she has high blood pressure and high cholesterol, and hers isn't.
I can die at any minute if I don't have my medication.
The coverage offered by her job comes with a $2,500 deductible. And she says that cost often keeps her from going to the doctor.
I might as well not have it. Or I might as well just pay out of pocket for something else.
Preston is not alone. Some studies have found that upwards of 70,000 Mississippians are in the coverage gap. And doctors say that can often lead to more serious health problems.
I can't tell you the number of patients who I see who come in with advanced disease who have full-time jobs, okay? I mean, plain and simple, that's the coverage gap.
Dr. Roderick Givens is the board chair of the Mississippi State Medical Association.
The reason they're coming in at advanced disease is what? They haven't seen a physician in years. They can't afford it. They don't have coverage.
Givens says it's long overdue for Mississippi to expand Medicaid, especially since the federal government would pay for the vast majority of it.
It's called the stupidity of politics. Period.
Mississippi's Republican House Speaker Jason White agrees that politics has gotten in the way of expansion in the past.
No denying it's known as Obamacare.
Louisiana adopted expansion in 2016, and in Alabama this year, it was talked about in the Republican-led legislature, but it ultimately didn't go anywhere. For a moment, it looked like Mississippi would adopt expansion. White says this time was different because expansion in the red state now has the support of Mississippi's business community.
I kidded some of my fellow Republicans. I said, look, come for the savings, if you will, and then you can stay for the salvation and the good things that it does to improve people's lives. If you can't get there because it's the right or compassionate thing to do to help these individuals, get there because it makes sense from a business standpoint.
But the state's House and Senate couldn't come together on a compromise bill. The main disagreement revolved around work requirements, with many lawmakers saying, if you want Medicaid, you have to get a job.
That's just a place that I think you're going to see a conservative state come from.
But the feds would have had to sign off on a work requirement, something that the Biden administration hasn't done. And ultimately, expansion of Medicaid for anyone in Mississippi fizzled and died in the legislature. So many in the coverage gap, like Lakeisha Preston, who are already working, still can't afford insurance.
Yeah, that'll be me. I'm in that situation.
A recent report from the Commonwealth Fund, a healthcare research group, was pretty damning for Mississippi. The state's health system performance is in last place, the worst in the country, especially for Black people. And it found that increasing coverage, like with Medicaid expansion, is the best way to improve people's health. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Drew Hawkins.
The Commonwealth Fund provides support for the Gulf States Newsroom's health equity coverage. And the Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana.